now looking for a foreclosed home or abandoned building, and we're building our team to get out there and really start taking back the community. We feel like it's important, and, you know, just as an example, a community center in any one of the communities that's been affected by homelessness and poverty around here would really meet a lot of needs, and, you know, anywhere from food, clothing, job assistance, you know, job search, hygiene, to music and arts and culture and the whole bit. So that's really the idea, and we're really excited about, you know, finding that location and putting all our team skills to use and really, you know, turning it inside out and giving it back to the community. So that's where that's at right now. And if you're in any neighborhood, your needs are being met, that no one's too hungry, no one's too cold or underemployed or underappreciated or fill in the blank. I mean, this is really to just start scooping up all of that lost culture, lost buffalo, forgotten buffalo. And we're very, very confident we can do that. So, you know, as a group, we're moving forward in that direction. We'll be warm doing it, and we're happy about that.
What do you say to those agencies that already provide that? The City Mission, the Food Bank of Western New York, they are providing those services for people already. How would you be different, Chris?
It's not that we would be different. We would just expand on the services. We just feel that there's a good thousands, I'm going to say thousands, you know, having been out in Niagara Square for 3 months almost, I definitely came in contact with enormous populations of hungry, homeless people. And, you know, many of them, you know, got to work with the cause. Many of them didn't and moved along. But one thing I learned was that there was not enough being done to help them. And I think many people across the city would agree with me on that. And we're really looking forward to being able to address more of these people's concerns. You know, there's too many people forgotten by the system. And as good as the work is done by the Food Bank and the City Mission, it's just not enough and it needs to expand. And I think it really doesn't matter what city you're in. Those services could always use expansion, more investment, and more attention, period, I think.
Why did you split from the larger Occupy Buffalo movement? Why would you do that? Wouldn't it be better to be one larger force?
You know, at the end of the day, it still is one larger force. You know, anyone that supports Occupy, the movement, is still a part of that movement. I feel like for some reason I'm to be the one to express that. And this is, you know, it has to do with the agreement between the city and between Occupy Buffalo, where one gentleman signed and one gentleman's signature was the only signature verified, the only signature notarized. And that document, as you can tell, because of Occupy Buffalo's response to the Lafayette situation, severely limits the ability of the city and Occupy Buffalo to support this sort of free speech and assembly happening elsewhere in Western New York. So I was very disconcerted with that. I did initially sign the agreement, but the second I saw that my signature was not notarized or even remotely official, so therefore a novelty, I backed out and said, I can't support this. And as things progressed and people got comfortable over the months, and they've been there for 3 months now, you know, I feel like what ended up happening is that that agreement made people afraid of being removed or evicted. Now, as far as I can tell, being removed or evicted would align Occupy Buffalo with other major portions of this movement nationally that have been removed or evicted.
Are you going to then remain down at Lafayette? Have you had a return of that since Christina's arrest?
We did go back. We had a very negative situation unfold where we put out a table and a couple of signs very early in the morning. We weren't trying to stay the night or pitch tents, and they removed us within 5 minutes and threatened to take me to jail for putting up a table and a few signs.
How are things, if at all, changed for you since your arrest?
You know, nothing's really changed aside from the fact that I can't go back in the square and I have to stay out of trouble, which, you know, staying out of trouble has not been an issue for me. I just stood my ground in and stood up for what I believed in, and apparently that led me to be arrested. So that's unfortunate, but I'm very confident that I will be able to stay out of trouble.
Were you treated okay and fairly during that process when you were arrested?
They said that I was being arrested because I failed to disperse, and I believed that I had the freedom to assemble, and that's why I stood my ground. On the way to the holding center, actually, I was talking to the policemen who were very respectful, and one of them actually broke out a legal book and pointed out the fact that that is a contradiction in the law. So there was some confusion taking place, but essentially all of the police officers directly handled me respectfully, and I mean, aside from the damage to the camp, my heart sunk when I was in the back of a cop car watching my paints being taken to the dumpster and watching everything being taken to this huge dumpster.